USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Over two dozen Republican governors are wanting a meeting with President Biden due to the illegal immigration surge at the U.S. southern border. The governors have signed and sent a letter to the White House requesting the meeting, but Arizona Republican Governor Doug Ducey isn't holding out hope to get together anytime soon.
This White House doesn't listen to governors. It doesn't value governors. It doesn't talk to the governors. It looks at us as lower middle managers in their federal corporation.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, President Biden says nothing is more urgent than defeating COVID around the world. Biden opening a global COVID summit and saying, "We've all suffered in the pandemic." Biden saying it's an all-hands-on-deck crisis and saying the solution lies in global vaccinations. This is USA Radio News.
Are you on Medicare or soon to go on? Some important news from Newsmax. The Medicare Board of Trustees just released a report saying it will run out of money in 2026. It's happening sooner than imagined. All this week, Grant Stinchfield reveals the shocking story of Medicare abuse. He talks to the insiders, tells you what happened, and shows you how you can protect your insurance. Watch Stinchfield's Medicare Abuse series on Newsmax at 8 p.m. Eastern. Newsmax is America's fastest-growing cable news channel. It's on every major cable system. Just check your cable guide. If your cable system doesn't carry Newsmax, call your operator or switch to a service that does. Get Newsmax on most streaming services or download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone. It takes just seconds. Newsmax covers the big stories you need to know. Medicare is in real trouble. Get the facts about your insurance. Watch Stinchfield on Newsmax tonight.
The clock is ticking on avoiding a partial government shutdown next week. The House passed a bill yesterday to extend funding through December 3rd and suspend the debt limit for a year after that. But Senate Republicans are expected to block the measure later this week because they don't want to vote on raising the debt limit. Republican Senator from Utah, Mitt Romney.
A single Republican vote on spending measures, but they think we should have to raise the debt limit for them. That's not something we're going to do. If they're going to spend all the money on their own, then they're going to pay for it on their own. And it's ridiculous for them to think that somehow Republicans are responsible to pay through debt for the spending they intend to do on their own.
Scott Peterson's effort to get a new trial resumes in a hearing today in a California courtroom. Peterson was originally sentenced to death in the 2004 murder of his pregnant wife, Lacey, and their unborn child. That sentence was eventually overturned, but he's still serving life behind bars. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
COVID vaccine alone will not fully protect you from the coronavirus. You also need to be vigilant. It is critical to take a reliable temperature reading with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's the only thermometer whose accuracy has been proven in more than 100 clinical studies. Vaccines may not be enough, and thermometer accuracy matters. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
As President Biden continues to meet with his U.N. counterparts, reaction coming in from the Republicans.
President Biden gave his first speech before the United Nations General Assembly on Tuesday. He spoke about the end of the war in Afghanistan, saying that the U.S. was embarking on an era of relentless diplomacy. He also made several references to China during the speech, saying that the U.S. isn't seeking a new Cold War, but would stand up for her allies and against attempts at regional domination. But Senator Steve Daines says the reality of the president's policies are very different from his speech. The South Dakota Republican tells Newsmax TV that all the White House has projected internationally is weakness.
He says we're embarking on an era of relentless diplomacy. I think the speechwriter should have said relentless failures, relentless weakness. That's what he's embarked upon. Notice he didn't mention China, the threat of China, the threat of Russia, the threat of Iran, what's going on in Venezuela, the threat of North Korea, the threat of radical Islamism. Those are the threats that we need to confront as America, and he is projecting weakness.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Robinhood is rolling out a new feature that expands the world of cryptocurrency. The public brokerage company is trying out crypto wallets with select users next month. The wallets will let investors trade and receive digital currencies, all while being able to move them in and out of the Robinhood app. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.